You are listening to the IFH Podcast Network. For more amazing filmmaking and screenwriting podcasts, just go to ifhpodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Indie Film Hustle Podcast, episode number 866.
You try to do it and you do it honestly. You can't control people's responses, really. Edgar Wright.
Broadcasting from the back alley in Hollywood, it's the Indie Film Hustle Podcast, where we show you how to survive and thrive as an indie filmmaker in the jungles of the film biz. And here's your host, Alex Ferrari.
Welcome, welcome to another episode of the Indie Film Hustle Podcast. I am your humble host, Alex Ferrari.
Today's show is sponsored by Rise of the Filmtrepreneur, how to turn your independent film into a profitable business. It's harder today than ever before for independent filmmakers to make money with their films, from predatory film distributors ripping them off to huckster film aggregators who prey upon them. The odds are stacked against the indie filmmaker. The old distribution model of making money with your film is broken, and there needs to be a change. The future of independent filmmaking is the entrepreneurial filmmaker or the filmtrepreneur. In Rise of the Filmtrepreneur, I break down how to actually make money with your film projects and show you how to turn your indie film into a profitable business. With case studies examining successes and failures, this book shows you the step-by-step method to turn your passion into a profitable career. If you're making a feature film, series, or any other kind of video content, the Filmtrepreneur method will set you up for success.
The book is available in paperback, ebook, and of course, audiobook. If you want to order it, just head over to www.filmbizbook.com. That's filmbizbook.com. Enjoy today's episode with guest host Dave Bullis.
Joining me today is Harrison Smith. Harrison is actually the second person from Philly that I've actually had on my podcast, the other being David Greenberg. There's not a lot of filmmakers in Philly who've been on the podcast yet, but Harrison's the second one. Harrison is the writer-producer for The Fields and 6 Degrees of Hell, starring Corey Feldman. Harrison made his directorial debut with the feature Camp Dread, which then Harrison followed up with Zombie Killers, Elephant Graveyard. His upcoming film, Death House, is being called The Expendables for the horror genre. Harrison, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much, Dave. It's really nice to be here, and thanks for taking the time to want to talk to me.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure, Harrison. You know, Harrison, you know, just to get started, you know, with everything, you know, I wanted to ask, you know, growing up, did you always, you know, have an affinity for film, or did you know from a young age that you wanted to go into the film industry?
Yeah, absolutely. The Fields, if anybody is watching my film, The Fields, it shows a lot that I spent a lot of time with my grandparents growing up. My grandmother loved movies, especially horror films. So I spent a lot of time on Saturday afternoons with Creature Feature and Dr. Shock from Philadelphia, and Creature Double Feature, all those things. And so by the time I was like 8 years old, I knew the names of Vincent Price, Peter Lorre, Boris Karloff, Bela Lugosi, all of them. And so when my mom took me to see Jaws at the age of eight, in 1975, I saw it in theaters. I knew when I walked out of that theater, it's like, this is what I want to do. Jaws is the movie that made me want to make movies.
You know, that's very cool. You know, it's always interesting to hear everyone's background, because some people really take to horror at a young age. Like, I remember myself, Harrison, you know, watching horror movies at a very young age, and you just, you're like, wow, this is just absolutely amazing, you know? And you know, it's really cool how we can just sort of take that and, you know, make a career out of it. So, you know, I was just taking all that, Harrison, did you decide to go to film school, or did you go another route to actually do it for a living?
Yeah, no, I wanted to make movies. Like I said, I was making movies as a boy growing up. I did it all through school, middle school, high school, the whole thing. I had a local cable TV show, a comedy show with my brother in it. And I decided, well, you know, I guess when you're in high school, the thing you want to do is, one of them I wanted to do was backpack through Europe. And my mom was like, absolutely not. Like, you're going to, you don't go, you'll never go, that kind of thing. And so I ended up going to Penn State, where I didn't even last a semester and a half. I mean, I just partied my way right out of Penn State. So, you know, I went to LA. I ended up getting a job at Universal Studios at Los Angeles, where I worked out there, made a lot of connections, a lot of, you know, got a lot of knowledge. I think I learned more working on the set of Universal than I did, you know, going to school, but I really didn't give it the old college try either. However, I'm still on the fence about film school. I'm not one to ever discount education. I mean, I have, you know, my master's degrees and all of that stuff. However, to go to school for film, not quite so sure about that. I mean, I know it can teach you certain things, especially in the way of, you know, like, let's say even computer design, you know, animation, you have to learn those things. And I get it. I'm still not sure about where I stand on where, if you can teach talent. You either have that creative ability and most of all that gumption to get up and do it. I mean, the number one thing that any good film production class should teach is you go out and you do it. That's it. You can't teach how to produce. You only know by doing it. John Carpenter will say that. I mean, you grab a camera and you go out and you shoot. Dean Cundey will back me up on that. You know, to sit in a class in front of a textbook and watch movies or whatever, you can learn things. Yes, I'm never discounting that. But what I am saying is that you got to get out there and do it. It's as simple as that. If you want to make movies, go make movies. That's the best advice that I have.
And, you know, that's actually similar advice too, Harrison, from some of the other guests. So I'm always interested to know, you know, if the guests went to film school or not. And it's always, you know, interesting to see, you know, what if they did they feel they gained anything from it? And if they didn't, did they kind of wish they did? And it's just interesting because, you know, you mentioned it yourself, you know, you didn't want to, you know, discount education, but it's just interesting to see everyone's sort of path to in this industry.
Yeah, I mean, we're in a society now, Dave, where most filmmakers will tell you that we're in a spectator society. We're in a society where everybody can get online and be a critic. But my answer always back is very simple, and that is, and what film did you make? Oh, you've made nothing, but you snark on the internet and put anonymous comments on. And we've now confused the line between true criticism, which is great, and reviews, which are not reviews. They're just posts, they're comments on IMDb or Amazon or YouTube. You know, like for example, look, I don't know where I stand on the new Ghostbusters movie coming. Quite frankly, I just really don't care. If it's good, great. And if it isn't, oh, well. But, you know, the amount of piss and vinegar that came out for that trailer, mostly from people that have never made a film. They don't know what goes into it. They have no idea what it happened. And most of all, they're judging something based on a 30-second trailer or a 60-second trailer. So, I mean, you and I both know we've seen trailers where something looks awesome and then you get there and you found out you saw the best parts in the trailer and the movie is nothing like that. So we're in a very spectator society, I guess, is my point, where we're losing the ability, not all of us, but people lose the ability to understand what really goes into something. Like, film is not a product. And the moment that film becomes product, it loses its intent and its magic. Film is a laborious process. Any independent filmmaker listening to me now knows that, whether your budget is $5,000 or $5 million, the same amount of effort goes into it. It's all relative. And for the critics, they just go, oh, it didn't have those great special effects. Oh, it doesn't have this. It doesn't have a star in it. Well, yeah, that's because you're sitting somewhere on a laptop, a computer, your cell phone, and you don't do it. You're not out there doing it. You're not out there dealing with how do you feed a crew? Where do you lodge people? Dealing with permits from cities or any of that. So we've become a very comment-based society.